but I'd fill it every day. Wrapped up in his talus, oh, that's the way he'd pray. Made brothos before eating, and he benched after every meal. Imagine how religious it made that dragon feel. Oh, Puff, the kosher dragon, lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher Puff and fed him lox and matzah balls and other kosher stuff. Now there were some people did things just for spite. They'd curse Jews and attack them just to get into a fight. When Puff the dragon heard this, he roared a mighty roar. Now those wicked people aren't with us anymore. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher Puff and fed him lox and matzah balls and other kosher stuff. Now Puff that kosher dragon found himself a bride. Now little kosher dragons are his source of joy and pride. They'll grow up doing mitzvos, learning Torah and davening too, and Rabbi Goldberg teaching them what kosher dragons do. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher Puff and fed him lox and matzah balls and other kosher stuff. Now you who may be listening may think we're making fun, but deep down in this story there's a moral for everyone. If a dragon can wear a kippah, Shabbos and kosher too, then you can learn like Puff did how to be real good Jews. Oh, Puff the kosher dragon lived in Palestine and frolicked in the synagogue and drank Shapiro's wine. Little Rabbi Goldberg loved that kosher Puff and fed him lox and matzah balls and other